WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latte from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And our Uncommon Economic Indicator series continues. This is where we've been asking you to submit stories of the signs of the recession that you see all around you that may be somewhat uncommon. And as themes begin to emerge from your submissions, we'll stop to talk about some of them and try to add a little more context, as we've been doing. We've received almost 250 posts and photos and calls to our special Uncommon Economic Indicators phone number in 3 weeks of this project so far, so keep them coming. And as it turns out, there are several pet-related stories in our submission world, so we thought we would take a few minutes to discuss how the recession is having an impact on those members of your family, and we know they are members of your family. And you can think that in New York City, when we think of pets, we tend to think of cats and dogs, but take a listen to this call that we got from Patina in Rockland.
I keep my horse, Hank, in Pomona, and in the last 3 months, I've received 4 solicitations from people who want to give their horses away. Now, horses used to be sold to a good home. Now they're being offered free to any home immediately. 2 of the listings explained lost the farm to a bad mortgage, and the other 2 were, we can't afford to feed them, and found the horse for free at a yard sale and can't afford to keep her.
So that call came to our off-air Uncommon Economic Indicators phone number. Now we're going to open up the phones on air for anything you have to say or advice, and we'll get some advice from a guest in a minute about dealing with pets in the recession. 212-433-WNYC. There are some heartwarming stories and there are some horrible stories out there. 212-433-WNYC if you want to talk about pets as an uncommon economic indicator and make sure that we're navigating the recession in the best interest of all the species in our lives. And joining us to talk about this is Stephen Zawatowski, Executive Vice President of the ASPCA, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Hi, Stephen. Thanks for coming on WNYC with us.
Good morning, Brian.
Is pet abandonment on the rise?
We're seeing it in different parts of the country, and it's moving along with the foreclosure bubble at this point. Those parts of the country that had the biggest real estate bubble, California, Nevada, Arizona, Texas, Florida, this is where we're seeing the reports we're getting back from other animal shelters is they're seeing more people giving up their pets because of foreclosures. And this is where we've seen some of the tragedies where people have walked away from a home and left the pets in the home. And we constantly need to remind people that it's both illegal and unethical and immoral to do that.
What's the right thing to do if your home is being foreclosed upon and wherever it is you're going that day, you don't feel you can take your pet? What should that family do?
Well, what we're trying to advise people is foreclosure is not something that happens on Thursday and you found out about it on Wednesday. In many cases, people have been behind on their payments for quite a while. They've been confronting this. We're asking them to start thinking about the pets earlier in the process. The first thing that they can do is actually talk to friends, family, neighbor, relatives. In fact, the most common way that people acquire pets is by getting them from friends and relatives and neighbors. And so it's not an unexpected way to perhaps maybe ask your parents if they could take your pet for a while. Maybe you have a friend who would be willing to take your pet. Or certainly if you need to start looking for other types of housing, begin to start looking as early as possible for housing that would accept you and your pet.
And we are setting up a kind of pet exchange, if this will be helpful, as part of our Uncommon Economic Indicators web presence. Does a pet you know need a new home? Visit our Uncommon Economic Indicators bulletin board and ask your fellow listeners for help. Maybe we can help save a pet from being abandoned. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show for the Uncommon Economic Indicators bulletin board, and you can start talking with each other about your particular pets and maybe make some matches there. We've set up a page for this. Myra in Oceanside, you're on WNYC. Hi, Myra.
Hi, Brian. It's Mira.
Mira, hi.
I do some work with dog rescue. I'm a consultant, and we are getting a huge influx of people that are being bounced. The pets are being bounced out because the people have to relocate and no longer have the, to take care of their animals. There's very little pet-friendly housing. But for people that are not having to relocate, that we're advising a lot of people to contact their local food pantry, because some of them are stocking household pet food
items.
Oh,
really? Pet food in the food pantries. I never thought of that.
We'd like more people to, we'd like more food pantries to do that, because we're being inundated with pets. So if we can keep them in their homes, and give people more resources towards maintaining their own animal, it'll take the load off us.
Thank you very much for that call, Mira. A couple of posts from our website on this. There's a free veterinary clinic, so that's another outcome. If you can't afford veterinary care for your pet, even if you're not abandoning your pet, here's a free vet clinic. You ready? St. Clement's Church, 423 West 46th Street in Manhattan, according to this listener who says they believe it's the last Saturday of every month. St. Clement's Church, 423 West 46th Street, a free veterinary clinic. And someone else writes, Mark from Brooklyn writes, two stray pit bulls this week in my Crown Heights neighborhood. Pets people can't afford. And that's a scary thought, Stephen, from the ASPCA, both for the pets and for other people on the street.
Well, I mean, one of the things we're always concerned about is the strays. And the fact is, anybody who's lived on a part of the city where you've got a road that ends up in around the warehouses, or I live on a section of the southern end of Staten Island, for years people drive by and dump their pets, and so in some ways, some of the things we're seeing are not that unusual. They've always happened. People have always dumped pets, unfortunately. Research that we've done in the past have indicated that moving, landlord issues, cost of keeping a pet, personal problems have always been within the top 10 reasons why people need to give up a pet. It's just that the economic problems are exacerbating it. We've seen this. I've been able to track over 100 years worth of data here in the city of New York, and every time there's been an economic downturn or a softening, we've seen this type of thing happening where people have had more difficulties. In New York, the real estate market isn't driven so much by mortgages and foreclosures because so much of it is a rental-based market. But as people need to downscale the type of apartment they're living in, they may not be able to pay the extra damage deposit or something like that, may not be able to move with their pets. So, we're actually helping that more landlords will sort of open their hearts up and let people stay with their pets.
Mm. Jack in Fairview, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Brian. Love your show.
Thank you.
I care for a feral cat colony, and I had about 15, and my population has now increased to 28. And a lot of these newcomers, you can tell, have been well cared for apartment or pets in an apartment nearby the area. And in fact, some of them are declawed, and it seems like whenever the U-Haul is outside the apartments, people moving, they just stop by this area and drop off the cats. And it's heartbreaking because the population is, like I said, almost doubled, and some of them are so loving, and there's a chance for them. The ferals, there's not much of a chance for, we know that, but it's just a terrible, terrible increase because of all this, and I just feel so bad about it.
Anything you want those people to do instead of dropping them off to you?
Well, the thing is, this is an outside area that I go to and bring my sacks of food and water and warm food for them. And what I'd like them to do is, your guest said, would be to possibly work on the landlords. I think if the landlords would be a little more lenient with pets, some of them are downsizing and they need to get their pets to go with them.
Interesting. Jack, thank you for your call. And Stephen Zawotowski from the ASPCA. You know, we recently did a segment about the psychological effect that the recession is having on people, and a caller to the show suggested that people get a pet to help them cope with tough times. And after that call, we got a comment on our Uncommon Economic Indicators page from Patricia, and I haven't yet read this on the air, but I thought it was such an interesting response to that segment. She wrote, "I just heard one of your callers suggesting that in bad times a new pet is a good idea. I feel this is extremely irresponsible. Pets are, in fact, expensive if you take care of them properly. They are not solely for your amusement. What if you get a job? Do you just dump the pet? If you need a pet to take up your time, why not volunteer in a shelter?" What do you think about that post?
I think it's the kind of problem we confront all the time. A couple of years ago, we actually put a piece on our website on how much it costs to take care of a pet, and we asked people to take a look at that. Small dogs, about $500-$600. Large dogs will run up over $1,000 a year. Cats are running the $500-$600 a year if you think about medical care, cat food and stuff like that. Alternatively, you know, one of the things we found, let's say even post 9/11, as more people began to nest and they were sort of sticking around the home, we saw more people were bringing pets into their household. Even for people who are perhaps suffering in one way or another because of the economic downturn, but not becoming destitute, having a pet in the home, we do know that it does help you. I mean, it's nice to come home and have somebody who's going to be friendly to you every day. It is important that you make sure you have the wherewithal to care for the pets, but at the same time, when they are there, they can be a wonderful, wonderful comfort.
We just have a minute left. Are there particular kinds of pets that are cheaper to take care of or would be better for folks in tough financial straits for any reason?
Well, certainly many of the smaller pets are easier to care for, hamsters, gerbils, things like that. But, if you think about ahead of time, dogs and cats can be a reasonable part. In fact, the tax rebates that are coming back, we calculated if it's $800 a year for a family of two, that's enough to take care of a pet. And let me just say real quick, for people who do have a need, if they contact 1-877-SPAY-NYC, we offer free spay-neuter services for anybody on public assistance in the city of New York, any of the boroughs. And that service includes not only spay-neuter, but rabies vaccinations, distemper, nail trims, and a microchip for identification. So, you know, that's something that people can really avail themselves. If you live outside the city of New York, the ASPCA website, we have a database of spay-neuter clinics, reduced-cost programs across the country. You can put in your zip code and get the closest one.
877-SPAY-NYC.
Right.
Stephen Zawotowski, Executive Vice President of the ASPCA, thank you very much for doing this with us.
Thank you.
And again, you can go and talk about your pets in the recession or ask people if they know a home for an animal you're familiar with on our Uncommon Economic Indicators page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.